Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pete Sepp is here, too. Pete's here to help us celebrate our 22nd anniversary week. He's been with us since the beginning. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, an organization that's working their backsides off for all small businesses to make sure that you pay every penny, you and I pay every penny we're required to pay to the government, not one nickel more. He's our good friend, Pete. Welcome back.
Oh, great to be here, Jim. You know, 22 years ago, I was still coming up on my 10th anniversary at National Taxpayers Union. So yep. Those were great times.
I know. We were right out of high school, right? Right, Pete?
Yeah. Older, but not too much wiser.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But I'm glad you're here, and thank you for your abiding support of all the things that we do over the years. Thank you for all the great things that you guys do for small businesses there at NTU. And I know you got a great report for us coming up this visit. A bunch of new stuff going on, even in the middle of all this impeachment nonsense. Go ahead. What you got?
Yeah. Absolutely. We just came off of an election that had several important results. People might think, well, who was running for office in 2019 versus
right.
the even numbered years?
Right.
I'm not talking about candidates. I'm talking about ballot measures.
Mm-hmm. Remind them what a ballot
Colorado.
Measure is.
A ballot measure is a citizen-initiated law put to a public vote or a referendum that the legislature puts on the ballot
mm-hmm.
for a public vote. And Colorado has one of the strongest taxpayer protection measures embedded
really?
In its constitution anywhere
wow.
in the country. We helped activists put that in their constitution back in 1992. It limits the growth rate of government to the rate of inflation plus population growth. Any more that government wants to take, it must ask the citizens first. And
wow.
ever since,
how do we get that in Washington?
Law,
how do we get that in Washington?
Well, yes, that would take a constitutional amendment as well. And members of Congress sure aren't willing to give up that much power.
No, that's
it's unfortunate.
That's like asking a drug addict to voluntarily give up his access to drugs, right?
Yes, exactly. And, of course, ever since that law has been put in place in Colorado, politicians have attempted to undo it. This was at least the fifth election in which they have tried to weaken what's called TABOR, the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. They failed for the fifth time. We preserved the taxpayer protection law that's in place there. And, you know, the voters in Texas decided constitutionally to ban the imposition of a statewide income tax there without a supermajority.
That was another ballot measure. That was another ballot measure recently?
Yeah. Yeah, that was also in this year's election. That's a big deal. Both Texas and Florida have now put in place constitutional protections that are going to keep politicians from introducing big
right.
new taxes.
Wow.
And, you know, a personal income tax is probably the single biggest government growth engine you could possibly build because it puts a permanent hand in the pockets of the people. They can do withholding with small businesses. They can do estimated tax payments. Once government can do that, it can grow far faster
yep.
than if it has to depend on things like property taxes
mm-hmm.
and sales taxes.
You know, I'm going to put my futures hat on here for a second, and all the futures does is look at implications. They pay attention to implications. They kind of have a weird mind like that. And the implications that I see, as proud as I am of Colorado, they've gone off the rails in other things because people from California got fed up with what was going on in California, moved to Colorado, and then voted for some of the same stuff that they left in California.
Yes.
And I'm worried that Texas and Florida and places like that are going to do the same thing. It's already happening in Virginia. It's happening in North Carolina. We might, you know, Georgia may be next. The concern that I have is that some of these great things that are happening are maybe in jeopardy because if you leave a state because you don't like their policies, don't move to a state where you get some relief and then put them back in. What do you think, Pete?
Yeah, that's the definition of stupidity: doing the same thing
exactly.
over and over again and expecting a different result. And you're right. I mean, we got that constitutional protection against an income tax in Texas none too soon. There are areas like Austin which are becoming much, much more left-leaning in the sense that they will support proposals like an income tax that will put Texas in the economic tailspin and, ironically, make it a less attractive place to go to. It's like refugees from places like New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are right to leave those states, but they're wrong to think that bringing those policies to the new place they live will be any more successful.
Well, that's exactly right. And there's Texas from a red to blue standpoint, from a potential purple standpoint. Everything we're talking about is those things are happening in Georgia, North Carolina, Florida, Texas right now. And Virginia's gone. Virginia's lost already.
That's right. I mean, the reason places like Texas, Florida, and Colorado have some hope here is that they've embedded these taxpayer protection laws in their constitutions, making it very difficult for somebody to change on a whim. North Carolina, Virginia, Mississippi, Georgia, they don't have them. They're probably not going to get them. And so they're at the mercy of politicians election after election.
Right. So, folks, these ballot measures, a lot of times people go to the polls without knowing that they're ballot measures they're going to be looking at, and they don't pay attention to them because they're in the polling booth and they got to read all this stuff because they're long, right? It's not just vote for Joe. It's a couple of paragraphs of stuff that most people don't want to read. So become educated, and if you're a small business owner in your state, and there are measures on the ballot, then let your people know, get your Chamber of Commerce involved, right, Pete?
Yes, absolutely, especially the local ones. They're passing things like minimum wage ordinances.
All over the place. Hold on to that thought, Pete. We've got to take a quick break. Right back with Pete Sepp, folks. He's with the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. We got some more of this reporting from Pete after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.